The Foreign Minister Julie Bishop has brokered an extraordinary intelligence sharing deal with Iran. They've agreed to share information on Australians fighting with the Islamic State, also known as Daesh. Ms. Bishop met with Iran's Foreign Minister, President and head of the National Security Council on Saturday in Tehran. She says Australia began exploring intelligence sharing on this issue late last year. Those efforts were spurred on when Iranian refugee Manharan Monis took hostages in the fatal incident at Martin Place in Sydney in December. Middle East correspondent Matt Brown spoke to Julie Bishop in Tehran.
We have a common purpose with Iran in defeating Daesh and helping the Iraqi government. During my discussions with the national leadership here, it was agreed that we could share intelligence, particularly on the foreign terrorist fighters from Australia who are taking part in this conflict in Iraq. And so it was an informal arrangement whereby we would share intelligence that would give us information on the Australians who are taking part. And I believe that Iran has information that we would seek, and they were very agreeable to share that information with us.
So there is actually something there to be had. It's not just in theory. You believe they would have information that they've gathered on Australians?
I believe there will be practical outcomes to this arrangement.
They've obviously got the Iranian military in Iraq, the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps, the Commander Qasem Soleimani's on Facebook and Twitter with photos all over the place. So they have a capacity to gather that intelligence. Do you have any understanding of how they would be getting this information on Australians?
Iran has a long-standing relationship with Iraq, and as you point out, they have a very strong military presence there. They also have an influence over the Shia militia who are operating within Iraq, and we had a discussion about the Shia militia and their role. So they are in Iraq in places that we are not. They also have a very sophisticated intelligence network, and there is a lot of information that they've been gathering.
And you referred to this as an intelligence exchange. So what would Australia be giving Iran either on this subject or in exchange for that information?
Well, I won't go into details of our intelligence sharing arrangements, but obviously if Iran has information that will be of interest to us, if we have information that would be of interest to them in pursuing our common purpose of defeating Daesh, then that's an appropriate exchange.
The Iranian involvement in Iraq is obviously not entirely benign. I mean, they've got influence over these Shiite militias, trained them, advising them in the field. They've been accused of gross human rights violations. But on the subject of Australian Islamic State fighters, isn't there a danger that if you're saying, do you know Australian XYZ is in Ramadi or somewhere, that ultimately that could lead to Shiite militia members being tasked to go and kill this guy or capture him?
I'm not going into those kind of details. I mean, that's obviously a matter of deep intelligence operational issue. So what I'm saying is that we are both seeking to defeat Daesh.
But talking to Iran about Australians in Iraq isn't like talking to the Red Cross, is it? I mean, these are very dangerous people and dangerous organisations.
We are advising any Australian not to go to Iraq, not to go to Syria. They are putting their lives at risk, and Australians will be killed if they go to Iraq and Syria by Daesh. And there are many examples, tragically, where Australians have been killed in the conflict here. So our very strong message, a strong warning to any Australian considering coming over to take part in this conflict is don't do it.
And you've been very concerned to ensure that Iran understands the Australian role, bombardment, but also the military training role on the ground is limited, and that there is no potential conflict between Australian troops and the Shiite militias that Iran has influence over.
That's right.
Why are you concerned about that?
Well, I'm concerned by the reports of human rights abuses by the militia. I raised these matters directly with the Iranian leadership. I wanted there to be no misunderstanding of Australia's role there, that it is limited to supporting the Iraqi government, that we are there at the invitation of the Iraqi government.
But is there an actual prospect of any misunderstanding tactically, I mean operationally on the ground, where these Shiite militias may come into contact with Australians in any way?
I don't want there to be any misunderstanding, any miscalculation or any misjudgment, and I made that point very clearly to each one of the leaders that I met. And they must have an understanding of our role. because there's a lot of misinformation that is flowing around Iraq, and we know that Daesh is very good at propaganda. The information that they put out on their social media sites is false, misleading, luring vulnerable people to their cause, and I didn't want any of that misinformation to affect the way both Iran and the coalition are operating and how we're going to defeat this terrorist organisation.
Foreign Minister Julie Bishop speaking with our Middle East correspondent Matt Brown there.